Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I promise you I want to talk about this NFL thing. But I have a very important question to ask you. So Rob just told me that Arby's is selling burgers now. I did not know this. I didn't have this information. If I had known, we would have had this burger on the air weeks ago had I had this information. Someone on the text line sent in this text. 913-586-7610. CDOT, you should go out and get yourself a Dairy Queen flamethrower burger. It's so good. I get that times are hard right now. Inflation is affecting me too. It's not fun to spend the amount of money that it is at the pump right now. Rent's going up. Everything's going up. Is that bad outside that people are getting food from Dairy Queen? It's that bad outside right now. Rob, when you go to Dairy Queen, you're getting food? You're getting a hot dog? You're getting a flamethrower burger? I'm going to Dairy Queen for one thing and one thing only. Ice cream. I'm not there for anything else. I don't want your chicken tenders, your fries, your onion rings, your I would never know if this burger is good because I'll never order it. Have you gotten food from Dairy Queen, Rob?
Of course. Food at Dairy Queen's fine. I'm not saying it's the best fast food, but it's fine. Chicken strip meal at Dairy Queen? That's a nice little meal. Get yourself some chicken strips, a little dipping sauce, some fries, a drink, and a sundae. That's $7. That's good living.
You know what? I'm not letting any of you guys tell me that you don't like Whataburger if you're getting food from Dairy Queen. I keep hearing all these things about Whataburger. And Rob, you know, I love Whataburger. Love it.
We tried to go to Whataburger today.
I did try to go to Whataburger today, but the line was long. And I was like, I ain't got time for all this today. I got other things I got to do.
That was around the time the conference realignment news broke.
Yeah,
like, damn,
I was like, all right, we got to go. We were by Whataburger. Like, all right, we got to go. I can't do this. I don't got time today to do this. I see why you guys like In-N-Out Burger so much. Your taste buds are broken. It's hard to be the voice of reason on so many things. I don't know why God chose me to be this for you guys, but that's my purpose in your life. Some of you have gotten off the path. You are a wayward son. That's why I'm here, to guide you, because I want you to do better. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Stop going to Dairy Queen for food. Because I guarantee you around that Dairy Queen, there's 8 other places that are far better to eat. If you want to go there and get yourself a Blizzard, go get yourself a Blizzard. You want to go get yourself a banana split, go get yourself a banana split. But you in there getting the chicken tenders from DQ? Times ain't that hard, man.
Little pro tip, when you do get the chicken tenders at DQ, get the chili cheese fries instead of the regular fries.
No. You getting chili from the DQ?
Chili cheese fries at DQ, man.
Oh,
they're good.
Oh, my goodness. That is a business select trip to the bathroom.
Out here
business
hating.
Business select.
Out here hating.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't sit on that side of the glass having never had DQ food and look down on DQ food.
The chili cheese fries?
Amazing.
Oh,
probably
my
the best
goodness.
Chili cheese fries fast food has to offer.
You got your stomach doing the Simone Biles, just doing all kind of backflips. That's sick. The chili cheese fries? Nah, man. You're joking. You know what? I understand the shows. It's entertainment. It's theater of the mind. I get it, Rob. I get what you're trying to do. And I appreciate you joining in on the bit. If you have gotten the chili cheese fries, please leave the show. Don't come back until Tuesday after you take a long vacation to think about it. Don't come back in here. I don't want to be around it.
I'm telling you, man, chicken strip basket, amazing. And like I said, a little pro tip. They'll be like, hey, you get fries, chicken fingers, and a drink plus a sundae. Take the upcharge, get rid of those regular fries, chili cheese fries. That's the move. I'm a more adventurous eater than you, is what I've learned in my days.
We got that. You got a cast iron stomach, is what you got.
You like your little 1-2-3 Burger King, McDonald's, whatever. I'm adventurous. I'm trying new stuff.
I'm staying. I don't got to do all that extra stuff. I'm keeping it hands at 10-2. I don't got to do nothing else. We don't need no pizza. I heard they got food there. That's what I heard. I don't even really know how to segue to this because I'm still so disappointed in Rob for the admission that he just gave us. I'm sorry that I didn't play this earlier. It was very unprofessional, not radio of me. I didn't pay off the tees long enough, and I'm wrong for doing that. I was watching First Take today because I wanted to hear what they had to say about Kyrie and Kevin Durant, and an NFL conversation broke out. Listen to the team that was suggested to have the most pressure on them in all of sports.
Only team sports-wide that has expectations on them that are this high. Tom Brady didn't come out of retirement, guys, to make the divisional playoffs again and to lose. He's looking for his 8th ring. So the pressure that's going to be on him, that's going to be on Todd Bowles in his first year as the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to get this team past the likes of the Green Bay Packers, the Los Angeles Rams, among the powerhouse teams in the NFC, it's immense on this team. Like Tampa Bay, if they don't win a championship this year, after all Tom Brady did to come back out of retirement, how are we going to remember this swan song of Tom Brady's career? Is he going to have to play until he's 50 to meet those expectations? So no, there is no way you can make me think any other team in sports right now has higher expectations and more pressure on them than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I really enjoy being here with you guys every day. I don't really have a desire to go work for too many other places than where I currently work. But when I hear takes like this, it makes me wonder why I'm not on ESPN. Like, what has gone wrong in my life? What am I not doing in my profession where I can't rise to the ranks to be on First Take to give sports opinions? Because this might honestly be the worst sports opinion I've heard this year. Rob, I wouldn't put Tampa Bay in the top 20 teams who have pressure on them heading into this NFL season. Tom Brady is 44 years old and turns 45 years old in August. What does Tom Brady still have to prove to me and you? He's won 7 of them. There's nothing else that Tom needs to do. Tom could go out this year and have a complete regression year where we all think, hey, Tom, it's over. You know what he can fall back on? His $375 million job at Fox. No. Tampa Bay does not have the most pressure on them of all the teams in sports. We ain't even got to go outside the NFL. We can just strictly keep it in the NFL. It's not even close. The team that has the most pressure on them this season is Buffalo. Buffalo is being hyped as the second coming. Everybody has told Buffalo they've arrived, even though they have done nothing that would suggest that they have, in fact, arrived. let Buffalo not be good this year. And, oh, it will not be fun for Josh Allen. It will not be fun for the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo has more pressure on them. How about Green Bay? Green Bay made a lot of tough decisions this offseason. They still got a quarterback who doesn't really seem to always be all in. Can anybody see this season maybe going a little bit left and then Aaron Rodgers demands a trade at the end of the season? What about the Denver Broncos? They made a big-time trade to go get Mr. Unlimited. They got more pressure on them this year than Tampa Bay. What pressure does Tampa Bay have on them this season? The Chiefs have more pressure on them than Tampa Bay, and the Chiefs don't have any pressure. Rob, this is one of the worst sports opinions I've heard in a while. It is indefensible. I don't want to call it a hot take. It's not hot. It's just bad. Tampa Bay is not close to having the most pressure on them in all of sports, let alone in the NFL alone. Really bad take.
They have the most pressure in the NFC. Maybe. I could see most pressure in the NFC.
The Cowboys have more pressure on them than them. Cowboys have way more pressure than them.
No, not Dak coming off injury. Dak gets a pass with the injury.
Dak's always coming off injury, though. Dak is always hurt at the end of the season. The Cowboys, you never really have that much pressure on you when you already got one in the hand. They already got one in the hand. Tom did exactly what he needed to do. Tom got his one away from Belichick. It doesn't matter what Tom does anymore. Tom is playing now for cardio purposes and for personal enjoyment. There's nothing else Tom Brady needs to prove to me playing football. Tom Brady could have won MVP last year at 44 years old and had a strong argument to do so. There's nothing left to prove if you're Tom Brady. No, there's no pressure on them heading into this season. All right, coming up on the other side, the NFL released the top 10 most popular jerseys in the NFL. We'll tell you who number one is. We'll also tell you where Patrick Mahomes ranked. That's all coming up. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
This is The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs and your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the NFL today released the top 10 most popular jerseys in the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes comes in at number 9. So the top 10 goes as follows. Joe Burrow, number 9, Patrick Mahomes. Number 8, Justin Herbert. Number 7, Cooper Kupp, Super Bowl MVP. Number 6, Mac Jones. Number 5, Tom Brady. Who at this point doesn't have a Tom Brady jersey if they've won it one? How does Tom Brady keep selling so many jerseys? Don't nobody like Brady, but he always in the top 5 when it comes to jersey sales. We can't even say it's new. He plays for the Buccaneers. He just got there. Now, he's been there for long enough. You had enough time to get a Brady jersey. How's Brady still selling jerseys? I get Cooper Kupp. I get Herbert or Burrow or Mac Jones. They knew. How does Brady keep selling so many jerseys? So number 5 was Tom Brady. Number 4 was Kenny Pickett. Makes a lot of sense. Pittsburgh kid, drafted by the Steelers, new player. He's going to be high up. Number 3 is Devontae Adams, new wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders. Number 2, Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. And number 1, the most popular jersey in the National Football League. You know who it is.
Hey guys, Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real exciting. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who's your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited. Tom.
Russell Wilson, the number one most popular jersey in the NFL. Mr. Unlimited. Mr. Broncos Country, let's ride. Mr. Sierra's husband. Mr. Goodies. Mr. 1-2 Step. Russell Wilson, the most popular jersey in the National Football League. Now, on a very serious note, I am not that surprised that Russell Wilson is number one. He is a very popular player. He has joined a very popular, passionate fan base, and he just changed teams. So you got to re-up and you got to get the new one. You got to get the new joint. You got to get the Broncos blue or that Broncos orange Russell Wilson jersey. You can't be out there wearing none of those other bums on the Broncos roster. You got to go get the quarterback. So I understand why Russell Wilson is the number one jersey so far this season. Russell Wilson, number one, Rob, in the National Football League. He has the most popular jersey.
I mean, outside of the jokes, not really that surprising. Basically, everyone on that list is either new or in a new spot. Or they way exceed expectations and the fan base is re-energized. Justin Herbert was great last year. All 12 Charger fans need a new jersey. Joe Burrow, Super Bowl, re-energized the fan base, need a new jersey. I don't understand Tom Brady, but he's also on the list. Devontae Adams, new team. Russell Wilson, new team. I get the list, and I don't have any anger, any frustration with Patrick Mahomes being 9. It is what it is. Chiefs fans aren't buying new Patrick Mahomes jerseys. They've had them for 5 years, but let's ride jokes are just too good.
Ride. This is the thing, and it's weird to say about someone who is 9th in the NFL on this. How popular is Patrick Mahomes outside of Kansas City? No, you're right on all of these. Like, it makes a lot of sense why Russell Wilson would be high. Just changed teams. Devontae Adams just changed teams. Kenny Pickett just got drafted. Cooper Kupp just won Super Bowl MVP. Like, it makes sense why some of these guys are ahead of him. But man, Brady is consistently in the top 5 in this. Whether it was with the Patriots, whether it's now with the Buccaneers, like, Brady is consistent. There's a national fan base and following for Brady that continuously keeps him up there. How popular is Patrick Mahomes outside of the city? Or outside of the region is maybe the question. But we say that, though. I mean, Aaron Rodgers isn't on here, but Aaron Rodgers also has played for one team for 15 years. At this point, you've had a lot of opportunities to go get an Aaron Rodgers jersey if you really wanted to go get an Aaron Rodgers jersey. So I don't really think this is that big of a deal. It's just more interesting more than anything. But yeah, Russell Wilson, the most popular jersey in the National Football League. Broncos country, let's ride.
Let's ride.
Broncos.
Let's ride.
Perfect. Okay. One more time, Broncos country, let's ride.
Broncos country, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride.
Would you consider wearing that person's jersey? Is that somebody whose jersey you would wear?
Do you put it on and you like go, woo?
Let's go, let's ride, baby.
Ooh. Yeah, man, Russell Wilson, most popular jersey in the league. Go get them. They got them in blue, white, orange, whatever color you need, they got them. So I did hear something today regarding Deshaun Watson. It was a story that was in Pro Football Talk, one of the more popular football websites on the interwebs. And it was a proposed compromise between the NFL players and the league. The compromise was that Deshaun Watson would pay back his salary of last year. So last season, Deshaun Watson got paid $10 million to not play for the Houston Texans. He was just taking vacations, jet setting, living it up. So he would pay back the $10 million, and that would potentially reduce his suspension for this season. So it would be between a 6 to 8 game suspension. I don't think that that's a bad compromise. If we're looking at the NFL, Rob, and you know I try to use other comparisons and other suspensions as a benchmark of what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson, there really isn't a precedent to suspend Deshaun Watson for an entire season when there are zero criminal charges. Let's remove how we feel about Deshaun Watson. But there's not an NFL comparison for Deshaun Watson's situation. For you to have that many allegations, none of them face any criminal charges, and for you to be suspended for the entire season. The NFL is pretty usually taking the stance, certainly of late, that they let the court system do their part, and then the NFL comes behind them and kicks in a penalty. And we know the NFL has been pushing hard for a full season suspension for Deshaun Watson, which I am obviously not against, and I think that's how this should end. I don't think that's a bad compromise, though. Deshaun Watson has to pay back the money from last year. Now, what do you do about the money this year when it's obvious that Cleveland circumvented real punishment for Deshaun Watson for this upcoming season? And what's losing $10 million when you just got $230 million of it guaranteed? That's a serious question. But you pay back the $10 million and you face a 10-game suspension. I don't think, Rob, that that's a bad compromise on all of this stuff. I do think we'll hear a ruling on this pretty soon. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if we get one tomorrow. It seems like the meetings between both sides concluded today. We're heading into the holiday weekend. There's a lot of other stuff going on. NBA stuff is going on right now. Conference realignment stuff is going on right now. There's a lot going on right now in the world of sports. Dropping in the Deshaun Watson suspension would be really smart here in the next 24 hours if you're the NFL, especially if you're done here. Reaching some part of a compromise that there's not a lot of back and forth. He's not appealing it. Hey, the Players Association and the commissioner of the NFL have jointly come together for this suspension on Deshaun Watson. He will not appeal it. This is what we're doing moving forward. I don't think that's a bad conclusion to the story from the NFL perspective, which, again, there is no basis on them suspending him for a year if you think about how they charge these kind of situations.
You're right. Keep an eye out tomorrow for this news story to break at like 5:30 or 6 because they will bury it as best they can because no one on the holiday weekend is going to talk about it. And knowing Kevin Durant, he thinks the 4th of July is Kevin Durant Day, so he'll probably take over the news cycle. But you hit on it there. I don't think it's a bad punishment. $10 million back, 6 to 8 games, there's some precedent for all that. What makes me squeamish or uncomfortable or think that's not strong enough is that he, his agent, and the Browns work together to make it so no matter what happens, basically carte blanche in the early season, he's getting his guaranteed money. His guaranteed money this year is going to be bigger than that $10 million. So while I think there's a fine punishment and there's some precedent for it, and I don't think I'd walk away angry, it would only reignite my anger toward the Browns and how they did this, because it would feel slap on the wrist-ish to give $10 million back and then turn around and acquire $40
million. I mean, that's really the – I mean, it's – I wouldn't say that's really – it is one of the major hurdles is that the Browns gave him this contract and structured it in a way that – at least based on the new contract that he signed, that the Browns did not have to give Deshaun Watson a new contract. He is getting off easy, it sounds, when it comes to the financial penalty of all of this. It should be off what his contract actually is. And they structured it in a way where this year, he might lose like $500,000 this year based on everything that happened of that new money. So, yeah, you signed for $230 million. But you only got fined $500,000 this season. It just seems very disproportionate to what Deshaun Watson is accused of. I think we'll know within the week. I mean, maybe it doesn't come out tomorrow, but I think we'll find out. I'd be surprised if by this time next Friday, we don't have a clear conclusion on what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson and how long his suspension is going to be. It sounds like they moved this process along. They just met with Sue Robinson, the judge, and it sounds like they're going to have a ruling come down really quickly on what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. Coming up on the other side, if you missed it earlier today, Royals owner John Sherman sat down with our Josh Vernier to talk about a bunch of different things. There was one thing that stood out to me most. I'll tell you what it is next. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app.
Listening to The Drive.
Let's say my future wife, I get one or two options. Diehard KU fan or takes egg roll over crab ragoon. Rock chalk, baby.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So earlier today, Josh Vernier sat down with the owner of the Kansas City Royals for an extended conversation. We'll play that extended conversation for you in its entirety coming up at 5 o'clock. I want to make sure that people get a chance to hear it in its entirety on their drive home. But I want to go through some of the top cuts, top things that I heard John Sherman say. I would say the number one thing facing the Royals from an off-the-field perspective is the television contract. We get asked about it a lot. It gets talked about a lot. The Royals, and I would say maybe more specifically Bally Sports, have made it more difficult to watch their product. And in a time in which there are more options than ever before, more forms of entertainment, and more things to kind of grab your attention away, making your sport harder to watch seems like a really bad idea. So there is a new streaming service that is put together where you will have the ability to stream all of the Royals games for $20 a month. John Sherman was asked about this with Josh Vernier earlier today, and he thinks that this can help the Royals be more competitive.
I think long term, though, there's some things that we need to work on, both from a labor perspective, but then also just business strategy. I think about long-term media strategy, not just locally, but nationally. I think there's some big opportunities for us on the media, in the media landscape, if we can kind of think about this differently in the way that younger fans consume this game. I think I've said this before, but now I like the fact we have this app out, the Bally's app, but you know, people recently, somebody asked me at a funeral, why can't I get the games, you know? And so that's probably the number one thing. So this app is one step, but I think long term, I think we will totally change the way that we deliver this content, and I think it'll provide a lot of opportunity. I also think it will ultimately be something that helps competitive balance in terms of the way we share that revenue and things like that.
I made this comparison earlier today, but this sounds a lot like what we've been told in regards to conference realignment. What we've been told is that this is all a good thing, that if you cheer for Nebraska or Texas A&M or Missouri or any of these teams that have jumped ship over the last decade or so, that this is going to be a really good thing for the university. They're going to have more money and resources than they've ever had before, and that more money will allow them to do all of these great things. I don't think that's necessarily been the case in most of those instances. This app creates a barrier. Right now, what you should be doing is removing barriers to make your sport more accessible. I understand the NFL is a very different beast, and that it just has a much smaller inventory of things than Major League Baseball has. What is it, Rob? It's 256 NFL games over the course of the regular season. I could be off just a little bit. We know that's not the case when it comes to baseball, when you combine all the teams and what the inventory is. But the NFL understands that they need to make it very easy for you to watch it. And even when they did a deal that is a streaming service deal, they did it with Amazon. They did it with Amazon Prime. So sure, maybe you don't have Amazon Prime. A lot of people do. And it's pretty easy. The NFL understands above anything what the NFL is a television product. They care about tickets and they are a television product, and it is in their best interest to highlight every single move with us watching television in mind. We'll see how this app works. But what I fear is, number one, they may have priced some people out of watching the Royals, and there are some people that simply won't sign up for it unless the Royals get really good. Why would I give the Royals $20 a month right now? Why would I give them $150 a year when I only want to watch Royals baseball games? This has diminished the interest that some people have in the team. It has not helped grow it. John Sherman talked about how a goal is to keep more 25 to 38 year old individuals engaged in watching baseball.
When older people say that to me, they say I had YouTube TV because my kids made me get it, changed from Spectrum, and then I lost the games. But you know, I'm going out on the screen porch now, and I'm listening to it on the radio like I did when we were kids, and they enjoy that. But that's not, you know, that's not the 28 to 35 year old, right, that we want to get more engaged in that game. That's people more older than me even.
Well, I'm in this age demographic that John Sherman's talking about. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. There is one thing I can say unequivocally. I don't want or need any more streaming services. I've got enough. When I was putting my documentary on streaming services, From Paseo to Pembroke, if you want to check it out. It's on Tubi and Amazon Prime, if you want to check it out. I had a meeting with somebody about it, and they told me this, that they said, most people have three streaming services. If your content is not on any one of those three, they are not seeking it out. They are not adding a new streaming service to watch what you have. They might do it if you got like Batman or something, but I wasn't making Batman. Some of you are not signing up for another streaming service. Maybe you pay for Netflix and you share Hulu with somebody. Maybe you pay for Netflix and HBO Max and you use a couple different ones. I'm not that interested in adding more at this point. I feel like I got enough. I got all the streaming services I need. And I kind of have that stance too. If it's not on what I got, then I just don't need to see it. There's not a show on Showtime that I want to watch that badly. Just isn't. They might have great content over there, great programming over there. I just will never watch it, and that's fine. I can live with that. There's enough other stuff on the other streaming services that I have that I can find enjoyable. So I hear you, and that's a big thing that baseball is trying to do. Get 25 to 38-year-old people engaged in their sport. I am right in the middle of that demographic. I don't want another streaming service. If you really want to get more 25 to 38-year-olds engaged, you got to be way more social media friendly than you are. Rob, how many stories have you heard about baseball being anti-social media? The NFL is not that. The NBA is not that. It's not a surprise that those sports are growing when it comes to 25 to 38-year-olds, and baseball isn't. You got to go meet that demographic where they are. That demographic is on their phones. That demographic is on the move, and baseball has made it more difficult for that to be the case. In addition to making it more difficult for what their real core fan base is, people over 50. That's their real core fan base. Everybody wants to be young and hip and trendy. That's not what baseball is. Baseball's core demographic is over the age of 50, and they have made it more difficult for those people to watch baseball, which seems like a very bad business model. So that was the stuff off the field. He did talk about on the field, and John Sherman is confident that he's got the right people to turn this thing around.
I'm confident that they are waking up every day trying to think about how to achieve that goal, how to build a championship team, how to get back in contention. I think about getting in the, I think we talk a lot about a championship team, what it looks like, this guy. I want us to get back in the hunt. I want us to get back in the dance. You know, there's a first step to building a championship team, and it's competing. You know, for example, this year, I think, I don't know what FanGraphs or the third party said about what our team should have been this year, how we should have. I kind of thought of us as a team that had a chance to, you know, maybe hover around 500, you know, and you know, if we were playing 500 ball right now, we'd be 5 or 6 games out of first in our division. So think about the opportunity here of incremental improvement. So I think that's kind of what I'm looking for, is that first step. I've got confidence that we can get back to the promised land, but we got to take that first step and really be, you know, have meaningful games in August and September that keep our fans engaged all summer, and then we get back to the dance. That's kind of the first step I'm looking for.
I'm not here to be negative towards the Royals. I swear to you, I'm not. Have the Royals ever consistently done what he's talking about? I know they did in 13. I know they did in 14. I know they did in 15. But Rob, can you remember a lot of summers growing up that the Royals were playing and staying competitive? That the Royals played meaningful September baseball games where maybe we're not talking about the Royals on a Monday or a Friday heading into a Chiefs game, but on a Wednesday night, hey, the thing to do in Kansas City is to be at the stadium, because the Royals are 2.5 games back and they're playing the team that's ahead of them coming into Kauffman Stadium. it's going to be 35,000 people out there because the Royals are playing an important baseball game that you got to be at. Has that happened a whole lot? I mean, I've lived here my whole life. So maybe I am too young to remember. Has this happened before? I get what he's saying. I get what he wants to build. The Royals have just never really been that consistently. What they have been consistently is what they are now, where they've misevaluated their timetable in order to compete. Royals fans were not expecting this team to win the World Series this year. Royals fans were not expecting them to go to the playoffs this year. Once again, they're not competitive this year. Is John Sherman really interested in getting to the root cause of that? Of how they missed the mark this badly? They're 20 games under 500. We're not talking about a team that's 8 games under 500 that's showing a lot of fight and scrap and promise. They've been bad the entire season. I think what frustrates me the most in hearing what John Sherman had to say today, and we'll play the whole thing in its entirety coming up at the top of the hour because I do want people to hear it. I believe Kansas City, the fan base, the city, has spent a great deal of investment in the Kansas City Royals. Whether it was stadium renovations, they're top five in television market right now. I mean, the Royals have done their part, I believe. I think the Royals have shown a level of commitment to the Royals. Are the Royals that committed to winning? Are the Royals that committed to putting a product on the field that we all are proud of? Because I think the fan base is clamoring for it, desperate for it. There's still passion when it comes to the Royals. There's still a lot of angst that this Royals team is bad. And I think for the first time in a while, Royals fans feel something. In 2018 and 19, it was sort of, well, they told us they were going to be bad. We know that. I'm not really going to get mad at anything. I think a lot of Royals fans out there feel very lied to. That the Royals told us they were going to be good. And they're not even close to being good. They're not close to being competitive, it feels right now. And what needs to happen for that to be the case? So again, we'll play that in its entirety coming up at the top of the hour. A really good interview with Josh Vernier and the owner of the Kansas City Royals, John Sherman. The other top story today in the world of sports is that it would appear that UCLA and USC are about to leave the Pac-12 to join the Big Ten. SportsCenter believes that their television deal could reach $1 billion.
Possibly why we haven't heard yet about the Big Ten's TV deal, which has reportedly, closing in on $1 billion. And when you're talking about each school in that conference making upwards of $80 to $100 million annually, of course there's going to be interest. And anyone who has followed college football knows that realignment is never over, but this is another shocker that is going to completely alter the college football landscape.
As someone who is a very passionate fan base of a college, I say this all the time. Missouri is the only team that I would consider myself to be a fan of. I wouldn't consider myself to be a fan of the Chiefs. It's work. I want to see the Chiefs do well. I don't live or die with their success or failures. My day just kind of moves on if they win or lose. You know, I'm in a good mood if they win because I know you guys will be in a good mood. The show is certainly more fun when they win, but I don't have the emotional connection to the Chiefs that some of you guys do. I feel that way about Missouri. Missouri can make me happy. Missouri can make me mad. They can upset me. They can make or break my day. They break it way more times than they make it. But that's part of the joy and excitement of being a Missouri fan. I hear people talk about how all these other things are ruining college athletics, that name, image, and likeness, that college athletics weren't built to give one quarterback on Tennessee $9.5 million. I hear about how the transfer portal is so bad and how free agency is going to ruin college athletics and that fans don't know who's on their team and who to cheer for anymore. The people who have ruined college athletics the most are the people who are in charge of college athletics. USC is leaving the Pac-12 to play Rutgers on a Tuesday night in basketball for one reason: money. They're not leaving for any other reason. Money that they don't split with the athletes. They are not leaving for better education opportunities. They're not leaving because it's a better academic conference. They're leaving because the payout in the Big Ten is bigger than the payout in the Pac-12. So I don't want to hear that name, image, and likeness is what's ruining sports and that it's what's damaging the foundation of it. We watch and pay attention to college athletics because of the rivalries. I always laugh when people say, well, you hate KU. I'm supposed to hate KU. I cheer for Missouri. They're my rival. They're my enemy. We're supposed to have that relationship. I'm supposed to dislike Nebraska and Texas and Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. That's what being a fan is. That's what built college athletics. That's what the entire Big 12 tournament is centered around. The coming together of all of these different communities in one location to celebrate how proud they are of their team and to watch our teams compete against each other. How have the people that run college athletics forgotten this? Why in the world is USC leaving Cal, leaving Washington, leaving Oregon, leaving Washington State, Arizona, to go play Penn State? They have no tie to. Why are they leaving their community that they've created over decades and decades and generations and generations to now go chase money to play Rutgers in Maryland? Is this the college athletics that we want? We've been talking about this super conference for 25 years now. This, to me, feels like the biggest step that we've taken towards it. I thought post-COVID that we were going to see significant changes in sports. That if there's one thing we know about these businesses is they can't stand losing money. And they lost a lot of money in 2020 and a lot of money in 2021. That's what's about to get Oakland to move to Las Vegas. And we've seen now, post-COVID, in the two off seasons since 2020, we have seen Oklahoma and Texas leave and join a different conference. We have seen USC and UCLA. So the two most important teams in two separate conferences have left. This is not the end of it. The NCAA's purpose at this point is to enforce rules and to host tournaments. Well, they no longer enforce rules. You can pay them and you can transfer now. What does the NCAA do? What's their day-to-day objective now? It's not to keep everything fair or balanced. And you can find somebody to outsource a tournament. We kind of know how the Big Ten tournament should run now, or the NCAA tournament should run now. I'm sure we can find some people in this new world to help run this tournament. We are getting very close to there being, in my opinion, a 16-team playoff in four major conferences, and no more than four teams from any conference can go to it. And it's going to be basically like the NFL. They're going to play a 16-game schedule, and it is going to be no different than the NFL. The only difference is its games are going to come on Saturday and the NFL games are coming on Sunday. That will be the only difference to me moving forward. Coming up on the other side, Josh Vernier sat down for a lengthy discussion with the owner of the Kansas City Royals, John Sherman. If you missed it, we got you. Coming up next on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.